بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين. It's important for us as Muslims when giving advice to give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to give it out of sincere desire to see the other person improving and getting better. It's important not to fall into the trap of just wanting to advise others with the intention of making ourselves feel superior or giving the other person a sense of inferiority and a feeling of inferiority. Now, one beautiful example of this is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. While he was traveling to Iraq in the city of Kufa, he came across two individuals that were sitting down. One of them was singing very loudly. You can imagine the song is not about, you know, things that are appropriate. It's very vulgar, it's very loud. And, you know, being in a state of, you know, alcoholism, being overwhelmed with alcohol, he was excessively vulgar. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud heard him and he said, you know, very, very, very calmly, he said, Subhanallah, ma ahsana hadha as-salat law kana bi qira'ati al-Qur'an. He says, indeed, what a beautiful voice, only if it were to be used in the recitation of the Qur'an. So he gave him a very, very small passing advice, very small passing advice. And he just went on and passed away with his head covered, not really, really introducing himself or saying much more. Now, this individual, his name is Zadan. He heard this comment and he, you know, he really thought about it and reflected about it. And he came back later asking the people, who was this individual that passed by? They told him, it's Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He says, wow, you mean Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They told him, yes. So he made a promise to go to him and sit with him and try to memorize the Quran, to try to understand the Quran, to try to better his voice and recitation of the Quran. And he did so. And he spent many, many years and actually became one of the best students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and went on to become one of the greatest teachers of hadith. So look at how he was and where he was and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him through that gentle passing advice of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So from this, learn that it's important to advise. It's important to do so in the best of manners, in the most gentle of ways. Keep it brief, keep it concise, and do it for the sake of Allah. Jazakumullah khair. Enjoy your Ramadan. Advise gently for the sake of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.